Dracarys.
Dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities some consider to be unnatural. Winter is coming.
All right, welcome to another episode of the Side Effect Podcast. This episode, we're going to be talking about the Game of Thrones finale, and Kevin from the Bat Productions is not going to interrupt him as he usually does, and also Vale from Because Geek is the most adorable person in the world, and Chris has a cocaine habit, and Tarzan, we think he has the HIV. So what do you guys think about the finale of Game of Thrones Season 7?
I thought it was fucking great, and I'm going to go snort more coke now.
Damn it, I was going to say fucking great, so why are you stealing my shit?
Oh, I thought it was pretty good.
That was my second option.
It was all right.
It was a pleasant experience for me, yes.
I really appreciated the incest. It made me feel right at home. Because what? Just like Danny and John, I do like occasionally banging my aunt.
Who doesn't? Tell me that scene wasn't hot, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that staring. Oh, man. I love to just fucking eye fuck people for like a minute at a time. It's just so hot. I meet someone and I'm just like, I'm going to stare at you for 60 seconds. It's just going to be a fucking bomb.
I agree. That's why I wear sunglasses indoors.
Keep talking, Roars. Keep talking.
I mean, incest is wincest, right?
Yeah.
Damn right. I thought it was fine. They didn't know. They don't know.
They don't know anything about it.
That's the bittersweet.
I mean, but even if they do know, it's still going to be hot.
Man, I don't know. I wasn't too focused on the incest part. I mean, just like Chris had just said.
What?
The fact that they don't know, I don't really.
Wait. Because Geek has something important to say. Everyone, hold on.
The F. Were you not focused on the incest part, Kevin, when that's all Bran was talking about the entire time?
He was looking at Danny's side boob and hips. That's why.
I know. So is Bran going to go to John and be like, I saw you on the boat that night.
Yeah.
You were so beautiful.
Just like with Sansa.
Is that where we're going to meet?
Okay, Game of Thrones Season 7, Episode 7. What did everybody think? I freaking loved it.
Stereotypes over. Yes, I thought it was very good. I liked it a whole lot, actually. People got really upset saying that was a really good ending, but I actually thought it was. It was a pretty good ending.
I know, right? A lot of people bitched about Viserion and his blue flames, and I was like, they're like, ooh, they jumped the shark with that, and I was like, I actually really liked it. It's crazy to me because, I mean, all of us know, having Game of Thrones channels, if we say we like something, I feel like every single episode we have someone saying, oh, this episode was trash, Game of Thrones is trash, I don't know how anyone could like this, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's okay, dude. It's okay if you like it. Like, it's all right. The books and the show are completely different. It's okay to like both.
On our last episode, we got bad comments because we were hating too much, and we were like actively trying to keep it tame, you know, like we were telling everyone constantly, like, hey, you know, we know that people don't like the nitpicking, so we're not gonna do it too much. Like, we're just trying to explain things here. And we still got hate. We're still getting like, oh, too much complaining, I'm not gonna listen to this anymore. Like,
the funny part about it is they bitched about us bitching. Like, y'all are bitching, and what are you doing? You're doing the same fucking thing. You're bitching. Right? So am I wrong here?
What are you winching about?
You winching.
If you love something, you shouldn't completely just agree with it. You should be able to step back and say, okay, well, they faltered here, they faltered here. Maybe they could have done better. I love this show. That's like me. I love HBO's Game of Thrones show. I fucking love it. But I can still step back and say, okay, the pacing is a little weird. Okay, the Winterfell plot was a little fucking weird, but I can still love it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm just saying. Just like the books. The people complaining about the podcast or something like that, or the videos that we make or something like that. They can complain about us complaining because it's the same thing that we're doing about the show.
I don't think you said what you thought of the episode, Tarzan.
I thought it was a great, it's not my favorite episode, but I thought it definitely was a great episode. I still like last year's finale better, personally. I think because, you know, when we did the last podcast, we kind of nailed a lot of it. It wasn't as spoilery as I thought it was going to be. Our predictions were pretty, am I wrong, Chris? We're pretty spot on. So I wasn't really floored.
Well, I think we all figured the wall was coming down. We'd been calling that for a year now. And yeah. But I did like I like the King's Landing Dragon Pit scene with everybody together. That was cool. I like the Tyrion Cersei conversation. That was pretty damn tense.
That was great.
You actually had a feeling. You actually had a feeling he could die there. I like the Jon and Theon talk on Dragonstone. You know, you don't have to decide. You're a Greyjoy and you're a Stark. Kind of paralleling Jon being a Stark and Targaryen. I like the flashback. I didn't have a problem with Rhaegar. Everybody had a problem. They used the same hair for as Viserys. But I didn't have a problem with it.
Oh, I had a problem with it. He wasn't nearly as good looking as he was hyped up to be.
But well, you know what?
I would have preferred longer hair, but I mean, you didn't get a direct shot from the front either.
That's true. But if you look at what's in the books, when Dany sees Rhaegar in that vision at the House of the Undying, she says that she confuses or thinks that she's looking at Viserys at first, and then she realizes that it's Rhaegar. So the fact that he looked like Viserys was accurate to the books.
Right.
One of the major issues I have, I expected Littlefinger to die, but am I the only one that thought he was kind of like a bitch boy this season, man? He was really weird and different than...
I fucking hate it. Yeah, he didn't go out great.
Yeah, I didn't. I just mentioned that in that review video I did. It's like, he just kind of went up there to die, and he didn't really do anything. I mean, I liked the last little play he made on the scroll that he planted for Arya, but it's like... And I wanted Sansa to turn the corner and be the one responsible for killing him, but I also wanted Varys to have something to do with it. So yeah, he didn't have much going on this year.
I like the death though. Arya's just fucking. I like Arya's progression. I'm glad we're done with the House of Black and White shit. I was not a big fan. I just was drug out, and she just walked up, cut his throat, and walked away. Just see ya.
Yeah, she was back in place before he even grabbed his damn throat.
Yep. I'm done. My work here is done.
Yeah, I feel like. You know, like, it kind of makes sense, the fact that he would cry and beg like that, because you kind of feel like that's something that was in him the entire time, and he just wasn't showing it. But
because he was a coward? I mean, Even Cersei pointed that out.
Yeah. But it's just, starting from before that, the fact that he thought he could trick Sansa, the one person that he's been training to be like him, like, come on, that makes no sense to me. It's just, why would you try to trick Sansa when you were at the same time telling her how to not get tricked? Like, it's, I don't know. I didn't like that.
Well, what tipped me off was in all of Aidan Gillian's interviews, he said, my one weakness has always been Catelyn or Sansa. He's like, that's the only way I could make a mistake, even before the season premiered. And I was like, well, that means he's going to get fucked by Sansa. Like, I feel like he made that clear.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. And I would love it if it was that way in the books, too. It's Sansa. Sansa is his downfall. But just not...
It's going to be a lot more complicated in the books,
though. Yeah, not from him trying to... I mean, he would be a lot better at trying to... Like, I feel like he was too obvious in the show. Like, you're obviously tricking Sansa. Like, it's just... Yeah, it's definitely...
Yeah, but the one thing he couldn't count on, he always has these games, like, to play to figure out shit, and he knows all this information with his spies, but he can never account for the supernatural being Bran.
Yeah, that too. That was a big...
It really was a stack deck. That wasn't really fair.
Yeah.
Does anyone else wish we would have gotten more scenes with Bran creeping people out? Like, Ben, like...
Yes.
You look so beautiful when that happened. Like, I so wish... I really hope Bran meets up with... Reunites with Jon and be like, I saw you on that boat that night.
Oh, my God, no.
You were so beautiful.
I saw you in the cave.
Yeah, I like...
I want that shit to happen.
I like to have... Sam walked in the damn room and, you know, he's like, what'd you do beyond the wall? I became a three-eyed raven. He was like, oh.
Nice.
I don't really know what that means.
I love that scene.
And I like how he still schooled Bran, where he's like, no, he's not actually a Sand.
Yeah.
I feel like that was actually a really important moment, showing that even though he has all this information, it's not, he doesn't have access to it all at once, you know?
Yeah, he has to be directed to where to go. Yeah.
And that's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah, to me that was really important. That's exactly because if
what
he
predicted a long time ago.
Oh, wait. That's exactly what Because Geek predicted. Let's hear from Because Geek. Because Geek, tell us how you knew this all along.
Oh, I knew it, man. I knew it. You know what? I'm just proud. I feel like that's like the one thing I got right. I just made so many bad predictions this season. I'm not even proud of it.
Oh my God. I made so many. Like, I was like, oh yeah, Varys is going to have a strong role in season 7. And he's going to control the little birds after all and kill Qyburn. And there was so much shit where I was like, I know. I was like, oh, okay, just duck your head. Pretend like no one heard you say that. Like, it'll be okay.
Yeah, him and Littlefinger both. Both of them really just kind of stood around and did shit this
did
year.
Nothing. Yeah. Where you're like, oh, shit. Mm. Like,
oh man. No, I was just thinking, like, in one video I said, like, how cool would it be if, like, Sam and Bran teamed up and Sam had that knowledge from his books, and then he would point Bran into what event to look into. Like, he, you know, Sam would be like, okay, I know this happened because it's written in the books, can you go and look at it to tell me exactly what happened, type of thing. And
they would be the ultimate combination. Yeah. Oh yeah, they would be the amazing team.
Yeah.
Or even Bran telling him stuff and then Sam transcribing it. Yeah.
That too.
No, absolutely. I'm so excited about that. And I hope that team up happens, but I doubt it will because we have, like, what, 6 more episodes to go?
Yeah, movie length episodes, but.
Yeah, it makes me wonder what Bran's going to do now. I mean, what else can he see? So now it's got to go to the end game where he's actually got to do something.
I'm so excited about season 8, but what did you say, Chris, that they said not until the what? End of 2018 or beginning of 2019? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they don't have a hard date. They just mentioned they had an extended filming schedule that came out today, starting October, ending next August or something.
Oh, so at least they won't be in summer of next year because summer sucks.
Yeah, unless it's summer of 2019, but maybe it's back to April.
That's crazy to me. If you're going to wait 2 years to release it, make it a full 10 fucking episodes. Come on.
I don't know how they're going to cover everything in 6 episodes. I know they're going to be longer episodes, but I think there's so much to resolve still. I just don't know how they're going to do it.
They wrapped up a lot of stuff this season, though. They had a lot of callbacks back to season 1 and wrapped up a lot of storylines. I don't know.
How they're going to fight, like, the dead, but they still have to deal with, like, Cersei and this, like, Dany probably being pregnant. Like, it's, I don't know, it's so much.
Oh, she's definitely going to be pregnant in season 8. We're going to deal with them dealing with the undead and Cersei for the first 5.5 episodes. And the last half of episode 6, we're going to see the aftermath. I feel like it's what's going to happen.
But that's such cheating, though. If we're only going to spend, like, 3 episodes
on
the thing that we've been, that's been looming the past, well, ever since the beginning, but, you know, particularly the past, like, 3 or 4 seasons, like, that's crazy.
That's why we need more episodes. I feel like we need more seasons. Things are jumping way too much ahead.
But actually, you know what? Before we keep going in this, we still haven't really talked about episode 7 too much. I mean, because I think there's a lot of things, or the finale episode, there's a lot of stuff that I think was super good. I really kind of want to talk about more.
What about Peep and Tom Tyrion?
Jeremy Podesta, what the director, was saying that Tyrion was actually thinking about what it meant for John and Danny to be sleeping together. Not because he was jealous, but because it was like a wrench into his plans type of thing. Because this is like one of the few times when he doesn't know, there's like a variable, an unknown variable that he can't figure out. He doesn't know what this means for the future. So the plans that he had, these two getting together is something he didn't expect, and that's kind of messing up his plans type of thing. So that's what he was thinking about, according to the director. So no jealousy, no jelly Tyrion. There we go. Confirmed.
Yeah, he was just worried about what that means because Danny's going to take unnecessary risks for John now. He's thinking about the aftermath.
Yeah. I was thinking he was worried about, because he's probably like thinking about Cersei's baby, and then he's like, God damn it, these two are having a baby too again.
Well, isn't that the big like theory floating around now about, I guess this ties into the Cersei thing, is, you know, obviously Cersei says, you know, no, about helping him, but something happens in the Tyrion and Cersei conversation that gets Cersei to say yes. Well, she's faking it, but still, she says yes. So does Tyrion offer her something?
I think Tyrion knows that Cersei's faking it. I think Tyrion might be, is that the betrayal for Dany that we're missing, the betrayal for love? Because it might be Tyrion just...
Yeah, but there's no betrayals in the books. I mean, in the show, that's just a book thing. I don't know.
But if it's a big thing in the books, it could still happen in the show, you know, even if it wasn't brought up.
Maybe it's like...
Fact that Dany can't have kids.
Yeah.
That was never said. The fact that Dany can't have children. Mira Mazdoor never said it in the show. But then Dany's saying that she did.
Yeah. Well, because the theory that I'm seeing is people are saying maybe Tyrion promised Cersei and Jaime's child to be the heir if Daenerys were to go down. I'm not saying it makes total sense, but he would have had to give her something to change her mind other than just being for the common good, because I don't think she was on board with that. And Tyrion did bring up the idea of an heir, but I mean, that could just mean, you know, Jon and Dany having sex right now. That could be the resolution to that. But I don't know. That's kind of the theory that I've seen floating around a bit.
Well, that could be the wrench in his plans then, if that's the case. Like what I was saying, like he is going for Cersei's baby here, and then because Dany wasn't supposed to have kids, but he's not. How would Tyrion know that Dany sleeping with Jon means that they're going to have a baby? That's the thing. Like, he's not supposed to know that or think that way at all.
I don't know. Yeah, people have been bringing that up to me a lot, the whole Daenerys. Like, how come Daenerys didn't get pregnant the whole time? She was using Daario as a boy toy. I was like, I don't know.
Viserion's death has paid for life.
Yeah, I think that's case, fair too.
I just think that Daario is infertile. I don't know.
Okay, what was that?
Wait, has anyone been waiting after John was like, well, why do you believe a witch that killed your husband, for Dany to say, well, I was barebacking it for months with this other dude and I never got knocked up. So
I was thinking, hey, there's other ways to know.
I was waiting for that. Like, totally. I've been barebacking it with other dudes and yeah, nothing happened. So
no, I thought Daenerys was going to bring up the fact that she doesn't get her period anymore. But, you know, that would have been a bit too weird, I guess.
Yeah, for a first date, that's odd.
No, the Cersei thing, that whole setup, like, I mean, individually, I like the conversation. Chris had mentioned this earlier. I like the conversation between Tyrion and Cersei a ton. That was probably actually my favorite thing from the whole episode. But the meeting at the Dragon Pit was different than I expected. This whole, you know, I agree to it, I don't agree to it, this whole thing, and this convoluted plan that Cersei has going on right now. Once again, proving that Cersei is the biggest moron in all of Westeros. I'm so glad she showed it again.
Hey. No. You want to know what? She's playing 4D chess. And you're playing checkers, and you just can't understand.
Oh, I understand it. She doesn't understand the situation.
Well, that's why I don't think there's no Tyrion thing, because she was already planning all this shit. She knew Euron was going to walk off at some point or whatever. And then she walked off when Jon didn't agree to her terms, but then she still changed her mind. So she had the plan the whole time. And
Would it not be surprising to you guys if Euron actually did say, fuck this shit, I'm going back to the Iron Islands? I feel like that would have been Euron, right?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are saying right now, like, okay, what's he going to do? Or, well, Cersei said it. He's going to get the Golden Company, bring him back. It's like, who's to say that he doesn't take them and just use them?
Yeah. You want to know what I really hope? And I know this is, like, probably really bad. I hope Daario's part of the Golden Company and fucking betrays Dany. I hope that's so bad.
Yeah, there's a lot of call for that right now.
I want to see that.
I don't know how I feel about it. Like, maybe instead of that, it goes into a situation where, like, Daenerys is like, I have to call in the Golden, or I have to call in the Second Sons to combat the Golden Company.
Well,
I would just rather Jorah just convince him to fight with her, just like in the, because he was a part of the Golden Company. In the books, they switched to Aegon's side, right? So,
yeah, that would be interesting. So, Euron, so one of my patrons actually had a pretty cool idea, like, a good thought about the whole Euron Cersei thing. And, you know, one of the bigger theories out there about maybe Cersei's baby being Euron's, you know, that thing, that could explain why Euron would want to help Cersei so much, especially after seeing Daenerys and her dragons, because he would fall for that shit. You know, he'd be all over Dany, I feel, after seeing how powerful she is and sexy and stuff, you know. But if Cersei has his baby
and sexy and stuff, you know.
Can anyone Can we love her? Can we love because geek enough? I don't think anyone is able to love her enough.
Oh,
you are so adorable.
Back to the Euron thing, though. You know, I thought that when he walked away from the white, from the dead white, saying that that's one thing that terrified him, I actually thought that that was legit. And I didn't like it personally. I thought Euron would be all
Me
over that.
Me too.
I thought he'd be
like,
this
I
is
actually,
so cool.
I believe that. I know, I was the same way. I felt totally fucking bamboozled when I was like, oh, yeah, no, that seems like something Euron would do. Like, fuck you, I'm going back to the Iron Islands. And then afterwards, so she's like, oh, you're so stupid. Well, you were busy being the warrior. I was like, oh, shit.
But how could they plan that? Because they didn't know what they were going to see. So
yeah,
they had
I
to plan for him to
that.
Walk out at some point anyway.
I was thinking that. Yeah. Maybe she did. I was thinking maybe Cersei told them, hey, if this thing is real, then do this. No, if, then.
Or like at hey, some point say, fuck you guys. I'm done with this shit. I'm out. Well, like, right?
Yeah, because she didn't know what she was bringing. The Tyrion's the one who said, we have something to show you.
They had to plan it. At some point, Cersei had to say to Euron, hey, no matter what they say, make an excuse to be like, yeah, fuck you guys, I'm going back to the Iron Islands. Like, that's what they had to plan.
Yeah, but then what's the point of that? What's the point of having Euron just walk out? Like, just to make them think that Cersei has, lost some of her power?
Yeah, exactly. yeah, just to think she's more vulnerable than what she is. But the thing is, with Theon saying, oh, we're going to go rescue Yara, either he's going to head towards the Iron Islands or he's going to head out towards where Euron's ships are. And he's going to realize very quick, they're not heading back towards the Iron Islands. So he's going to send a message back to Dany, or Jaime's going to be like, hey, when he meets up with them, by the way, my sister's a fucking cunt and she's not honoring this promise. So Dany and Jon are going to realize pretty soon from one party that Cersei isn't keeping up with her end of the bargain.
Yes.
Who do you think's going to be first, though? Do you think it's going to be Jaime or do you think it's going to be Theon?
I would say Jaime. That's the most likely thing in my mind.
I just want it to be Jaime, too.
Well, how do you think that if he's going up to Winterfell, how do you think that because here's the reunion I feel in my head between Jaime and Bran. Jamie's gonna feel super awkward, and Bran's gonna be like, "Hey, it's cool. I had to become a three-eyed raven. It's fucking all right." Like, I feel like Jamie's gonna feel more awkward than Bran is. At
Bran
this
has
point,
no
right.
Emotions.
Bran, he should be grateful. Yeah, Bran should be grateful to Jamie for pushing him out there.
Yeah, this is gonna open up the door for an Arya killing Jamie face swap and going back to King's Landing.
Chris,
shut your damn mouth. Oh my god. Chris, are you one of those people that hope for Arya taking Jaime's face and killing Cersei while having Jaime's face?
No, that's just what I hear. I want Jaime to do it himself.
I don't want that. I really want the legitimate Jaime to kill Cersei.
I agree.
Cersei.
I agree 100%.
Okay, I'm going to rant for a second. What satisfaction does anyone get from Arya doing it? I mean, Arya and Cersei have spent like 2 minutes together. It's crap. It doesn't matter. It's stupid. I know she's on the list, but I will be furious if she's the one that does it to Cersei. There's so many other people that would be so much more deserving.
Okay, I guess here's the other side of that. Like, I really want to see Arya take Littlefinger's face, but what would she use that for?
Nothing.
You know, during the episode, I thought she had taken Littlefinger's face at one point. When Littlefinger was talking to Sansa, I was like, holy shit, is that Arya right there? Is Arya just going to take his Littlefinger's face off and show us that it's her the whole time and she's already killed him? And oh my god, what's happening? And I was freaking out.
I thought that too, but then I thought...
Am I the only one that didn't like... Like, I predicted... I actually paused it and I turned to the person I was watching it with. I went, Sansa's talking to Littlefinger. And then I unpaused it and it happened. I was like, and she went, Lord Baelish. And I'm like, fucking god damn it. Like, I don't know. The Winterfell plot wasn't as good as I feel like the writers thought it was. Am I the only one? I don't know. What do you guys think about the Winterfell plot?
It was meh.
Yeah.
Could have gone better.
Like, I felt like it was so... It was so predictable, and it just pissed me off. And I don't know why. Like, I hate Littlefinger. I hate Littlefinger with a fucking passion. But when he died, I was like, doesn't feel like the Littlefinger I knew. That's not how Littlefinger would go out. Like, it felt empty, even though I just fucking hate that character.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it would have... I really didn't like him on his knees crying. I really didn't. It just...
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he is. And, I like how they did it just because that's what he is. He's a small man. He's been doing way more than he should. And it all came tumbling down. And I'm really glad that, in a way, everything was torn away from all his confidence from, like, screwing over people all these years was finally taken away. And he's just pure, just crying there. That makes a lot of sense. But he is a badass character to me because of all the things he's done. So it's hard to see him, you know, begging like that at the same time.
I don't know. I feel like, and I know a lot of people are going to criticize this, like, I fucking hate Littlefinger. I love that he's dead. This season, I feel like they wrote him into a corner and they didn't write the real Littlefinger. Like, they wrote an imaginary Littlefinger. Like, I didn't recognize.
Yeah, that's what I felt.
This Littlefinger.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, and it was so disappointing. It's like, yeah, I love that Littlefinger is dead, but I wish he would have been dead as the real Littlefinger that we know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I felt like they wrote him into a corner.
That's what I was saying.
Tarzan, please, God, save this. Do it.
It's just like it was a whole different fucking character this season to me. I mean, I didn't dig Littlefinger this season, man. Not at all.
It's just, I think the problem for me is the whole, Chris basically said it earlier, where he just, the whole time, he's just falling behind Sansa. He's never really, the whole time, hasn't followed behind anyone continuously.
Well, he was like a fucking motivational speaker this season. Ooh, you're a good leader. Ooh, you're meant to lead people. That's not Littlefinger. He's not. Yeah, he's not a fucking motivational speaker. And that's what he was this entire fucking season. And you want to know what? I was in a chat with a subscriber who's also, I think, a patron on Patreon. And he was like, well, this is how a logical Littlefinger would have responded to those charges. And I was reading the responses and I'm like, okay, that was absolutely how Littlefinger would have responded. But show Littlefinger for season 7 was just a fucking dumbass.
And I got to say, the whole scene, you know, he didn't get a trial. And this was the Starks just straight up killed him. The honorable Starks, no trial.
So that's the thing I was thinking about. So he's covered under guess right, right? Because he had the salt and bread and blah, blah, blah. They accused him of something. He didn't have the opportunity to defend himself. He didn't have the opportunity to have a trial or say, hey, I demand a trial by combat. So,
well, he admitted
they had Bran.
He admitted to killing.
But they had Bran. Yes, that's the key.
They had Bran, who was pretty much, I saw you with Ned. You were so beautiful that day.
He confessed, though. He confessed to killing Lysa Arryn, and then people are.
Why did he do that? I don't understand that. Why did he confess to that? Why didn't he say, Sansa, you're under a lot of trauma. We admitted to Royce and the council that she committed suicide. I don't understand, m'lady. Maybe it was because of your trauma from a Lord Bolton. Like, to me, Baelish is a lot more clever than that. The fact that he just spazzed out makes no sense to me.
I think they tried to cover the whole Baelish reacting differently by, you know, kind of like the Aiden Gillian saying that Sansa is his weakness. So he responded differently because that's his weakness. I'm not saying it's a good answer, but that's what it is, I think.
He's been saying that for a while. It actually made me nervous because in the interviews before this season, he said Littlefinger has never made a mistake before. The only way he's ever going to make a mistake is because of Catelyn or Sansa Stark. And so I was like, well, fuck, that means this season you're going to make a mistake because of Sansa Stark. And that's what he did. And in the interviews post his death, even Aidan Gillian, who plays Littlefinger, said it's because he had feelings for Sansa and had protective feelings towards her that he was just baffled that she turned on him.
Well, then he should have known to not try to trick fucking Sansa. Come on, like, Littlefinger would have known not to... Okay, I'm done.
He would have gotten out of there. Seasons ago, he would have been like, all right, there's this fucking tree wizard that quoted what I said. I'm fucking out. Yeah. Fuck you guys. I'm out.
Once he heard Chaos's ladder, he should have been out of there.
David and Dan don't know how to write George R. R. Martin's characters because they're not their characters. They're George R. R. Martin's characters. And some of them are really difficult to write for, and it makes sense. I mean, you know, why do you think George R. R. Martin was able to sell so many books? Not because he was bad at writing these characters. He's really fucking good. So, yeah, there's that. But I was going to say, like, it's funny because when you think of this scene and, like, how many people didn't like it, and then you hear the director and the crew and David and Dan and all of them talking about it, they all loved it. They were like, oh, so amazing, the acting of Aidan Gillian. Like,
I love when David and Dan are talking and they like their praise, like the Winterfell plot, and they were like so happy about
it. Oh, they were
like, oh yeah, so we waited for the twist of the end, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, they're so proud. Some people cried watching Littlefinger.
Well, they're never gonna say the actor did a shitty job on camera.
Well,
so a lot of people sent me messages saying that they thought the blue flames from Undead or other Viserion was cheesy. I actually liked it. Did any of you guys hate it?
No.
Nope. I fully
what
expected
did they expect?
It.
Yeah.
Okay, I will be the one hater.
But seriously, what did they expect?
I did not like it.
Wait, what? Val, what?
I want to like it. I want to like it so bad. And it's not just me trying to nitpick and being a hater, but it just...
You are a hater.
Sometimes you just can't deny it. Like, you have to be honest and be like, you know what? It just didn't feel like the realism from Game of Thrones that I like. It's just that, I don't know, I just feel like...
She said it wasn't real enough, and I think that's really funny because
what?
This is, you're talking about the undead dragon being ridden by the undead zombie
guy. But,
yes.
I understand the irony in my comments, all right? Listen, I'll give you this. It looked cool as fuck, it just didn't feel Game of Thrones-y. I don't know, that's all I'll say.
So do y'all agree that it was a dragon trap last episode then? That's what he wanted?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, he obviously needed the dragon. Yeah.
I think so, yeah, absolutely. I think that was part of his plan.
So I guess the question is, if it was a trap, which I think we all think is pretty obvious that it was, is it because he has this green sight capability now? Like, did he have it? Did he get it from when he touched Bran?
He might, because he was a first man before he was...
Proto-Stark.
He might be, absolutely.
I think he does, because he can see Bran in visions, and he knew Bloodraven. He knew who he was when he killed
him. Yeah, he went right for the Bloodraven.
I was okay with the blue flame, and I was okay with the dragon thing. I was okay with that, kind of figured. I think I would have been more upset if it was regular flames. That would have made no fucking sense. But... I thought the Night's King kind of looked a little weird and cheesy up there. There was something about it that just looked... And I've watched that scene a couple times. I don't know, man. He looked... I don't know if it was bad CGI or what, but it just looked fucking really awkward to me.
The first shot of him did.
Yeah,
when
he
remember
has like,
so
kind of like all hunched
it
over like Danny and shit. It looked really fucking weird.
The dragons seemed way faster undead than alive. I don't know what the deal is with that.
I noticed that too. I was like, what the fuck?
Does it have, like, Bane's venom in it or something like that? My gosh.
But then again, all the undead move really slow.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they don't. No, the one that ran at Cersei at the dragon pit was pretty damn
fast.
That
definitely ate its weedy.
That is true. I was so surprised Jaime didn't try to step in front of that.
It looked like the mountain was the only one that tried, but the mountain was too slow.
Yeah, Jaime stood
up. Well,
that's
another scene I liked a lot, too, was, you know, the hound getting up in his fucking face. I enjoyed that. And a lot of people say I'm wrong, but I definitely think that's a guarantee Clegane Bowl for season 8. I do.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to ask you, what did he mean by you know who's you coming know. For you? Who, him? The
it's him.
Himself?
It's him.
It's weird that he said it like in third person. It was,
no,
I don't know.
He knows. He knows. He
yeah,
knows.
There was something to that, though. I think it's going to be by fire.
Absolutely.
You know, we've seen him freeze so many times.
Did the hound see something in the fire about his brother's death?
I don't think so. I think he's just... Yeah, I don't know. Because we don't know how you can actually kill the zombie mountain. Fire seems to be a pretty good bet. And, you know, the thought that the hound would face his two, like, biggest fears at the same time and go down dying, you know, during it, that's pretty awesome ending.
I was just thinking, too, when you said fire... we're supposed to get one more scene with Danny and something with fire, right? I guess another new Danny walking in the fire of some sort.
Oh, that she would light three fires, one for something, one for something, one for something.
No, I think he's talking about the
three big twists. The
three big twists?
No, the first one was the pyre. The second one was she walked out of the Dothraki temple, and there's still supposed to be one more.
Yeah, he's talking about the prophecy fires.
Does anyone else think that when Theon rescues Yara, she's going to have her tongue cut out like the rest of Euron's crew on the Silence?
Probably.
Shit, that would be crazy.
Am I the only one that thinks that? Because that's one of my predictions. I'm like, oh shit, is Yara going to have her tongue cut out?
I'm curious if we're
going
to get like a weak version of Yara. A part of me wonders.
Well, the actor who plays Euron talked a big game and he did not deliver this season.
Yeah, he did not.
He definitely wasn't, but that's what he said. He said he's going to make Ramsay look like a puppy.
Yeah, and I was like, where the fuck was that? Fuck you.
I really liked him, but it wasn't anywhere near Ramsay.
Yeah, no, I loved Euron this season, but he didn't make Ramsay look like a puppy. It was like...
Yeah, I don't know if that was cut out or if they filmed scenes for season 8 or something, because there's a lot of stuff that I saw from filming news that didn't happen.
Maybe.
A question that I've been asked a million times is, are Tormund and Beric dead now? And where's Gendry?
They're not.
I agree.
They're not.
But that has been a popular thing. Like, they're not going to kill those two off screen like that. Come on.
No. They ran on top of the wall instead of going down the stairs. So, yeah, they showed the other guys falling off.
And the actors posted a picture of themselves with the caption, pray for us or something like that. Yeah. So they're not dead.
I agree. Yeah. And then as far as Gendry goes, I actually don't remember where Gendry... I know he was at Eastwatch somewhere, but...
Yeah, he should have left with them when they went to King's Landing and headed back somewhere, because he was already... should have been bed rested somewhere. So he shouldn't have been at Eastwatch.
Yeah, so that's good. I at least want to talk about that a bit, because there's a major concern among the fans out there. Also with Theon, that I've been talking about, is I'm really looking forward to that, because, I mean, we already talked about how he had the discussion with Jon, and some people interpreted it as he was trying to get Jon to, like, basically get Yara back for him. I didn't see it that way, necessarily. It did give him the boost that he needed to, you know, get confidence. I'm glad he had that drag-out fight. It's a little weird that he won by having no balls. That was the deciding factor. But
yeah, exactly.
It's a little weird, but I guess it's a kind of a cool, funny thing.
Yeah, he took an ass whooping, and I agree, though. I think that brought him back completely to Theon. I think there's no more reek, because he didn't back down after that, after the little talk with Jon.
But then the other guy went down so fast. Oh, he was so big. I know,
out
I mean...
Out of shape.
Yeah.
Out of shape. He was, like, huffing and puffing. Stay down, or I'll kill you.
Yeah, but one punch, and then he's completely out?
Well,
I don't know.
Plot armor.
Well, headbutt to the fucking nose. I mean, I don't know.
I was saying on my stream, like, he could have been hit in a pressure point or something. I mean, that's all I can think of. But yeah, it's.
Yeah, the nose is a pressure point.
Doesn't take many pounds of pressure to crack that thing.
Yeah, so maybe something like that. I mean, I don't know. Again.
I did dig that. I thought that was cool. I'm glad to see that he's. I mean, actually, what you had brought up earlier, I think it may have even been Rarist, had brought up the idea that he's going to sail and he's going to see Euron ships, not at the Iron Islands, but somewhere else. I think that's terrific. But I am thinking he'll get Yara back, which is great, because he's on this, I consider it a redemptive arc, but I guess he's not really a redemptive character anymore. He kind of already did that with Sansa. So I guess now he's just kind of has a heroic arc, I guess.
Yeah, he may go out saving her, I would think, but
I don't know. Either way, I'm so excited, because, like, there's tons of people who cannot let go of what he did to Robb Stark. And I don't care. That was a million years ago at this point. He's clearly sorry for it. He had a personality, you know, identity crisis. I mean, it wasn't cool by any means, but clearly he's a protagonist. He's a good character now. So if you can't get over it now, then you hold grudges.
Yeah, and if John can forgive him, why are we not supposed to?
Of course. He didn't kill our... Well, he didn't kill them either, but he didn't kill our little brothers. Although he did kill poor Roderick.
So what do we think of, before we wrap this up, what do we think of Aegon Targaryen?
Oh, shit.
Nobody even mentioned the RLJ stuff, that they were actually in love. Robert's Rebellion was all a fucking lie. I mean, that was pretty much the central point of this episode.
I like it.
I mean, his real name is Aegon. We've been talking about it for so fucking long that we're
Aegon
like, okay,
yeah.
Okay, revealed, whatever, we already knew.
I like it a whole lot. I know people are really annoyed that Rhaegar had two sons named Aegon. I don't care.
Exactly. See, the other Aegon had already died, though, so he thought the prince that was promised was supposed to be named Aegon.
And it's they had different last names anyway at that point, since it was annulled regardless. Couldn't you say that Lyanna could have even picked the name?
Right? Because he's like, Rhaegar's dead. All right. Well, okay, Aegon's a pretty popular name with Targaryens. Yeah. All right.
It's like, God, Rhaegar never shut up about this Prince's Promise prophecy. And, God, maybe. Okay, Aegon. Him and his damn harp.
Yeah, could have been right there on the spot.
Yeah, but I like it. People, I don't want it to be Jaehaerys. Jaehaerys is a little too odd, because that was, the popular choice.
I liked Aemon.
I liked Aemon.
Aemon's cool.
He used to think pretend he was aiming the Dragon Knight with Robb in the yard. So that would have been kind of cool to actually be the guy you pretended to be. But I'm fine with it.
Yeah, but aren't we just going to keep calling him John anyway?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's not going to accept the name. Yes. Someone had mentioned, which actually it is pretty cool, relates to the Aemon thing. They said, what if, you know, because when Aemon died, he said, you know, Aeg. How cool it was in Qyburn saw like the arm and he was fascinated by it.
All the different interactions, while they all hate each other, Hound, Bran, all
Bran
the reunions.
Said, fuck honor.
We didn't exactly.
Bran.
Yeah. All right. You know what? I never thought about that.
Like she's the one that. The big thing that I thought I was a genius for noticing, which I'm sure other people have noticed, is what I love is the Jaime thing when he covers up his hand. I was like, that's him covering up Cersei and his family and leaving.
Well, I figured it was just so that he wouldn't get recognized.
Oh, no. There was a close up.
Or just so you can see the snowflake on a black glove. I don't know.
There was a close-up. It was intentional, and it was for that. He turned his back on Cersei, and he covered up the hand which he had stared at. I'm telling you, maybe I'm reaching a little bit, but not that much.
No, you might be on something there. Maybe,
Yeah, he definitely walked away and didn't take any Lannister soldiers with him, so I don't get that. Why would he not?
What the fuck happened to Bronn? Where the fuck's Bronn? What did Bronn?
Yeah, Bronn will show up. He'll follow.
Bronn's
he'll
a loyal
him.
Soldier now, man. Remember, he made the choice. He made a choice during the battle against Dany: be a soldier or a sorcerer, and he chose soldier. Although I'm pretty sure he's gonna die now.
Well, he would have died if he picked the sorcerer thing. He would have. I mean, you mean when he didn't grab the coins? Because
yeah, coins or go to. Well, I think he would have a better chance than going to the scorpion and shooting dragons.
There was a fucking Dothraki guy running after him. All right, he picked life. I'd say.
Oh, come on. I mean, maybe I like the idea of it, but I'm sure Bronn, now that Jaime's not there to protect him, like Cersei still kind of wanted him punished, so she'll probably just do that.
Well, and there's also the fact that Bronn and Cersei can't be in the same scene together, so.
Yeah, which I find ridiculous. That's why he had to leave and tell Pod to go drink with him. Really? Are they not grown up enough to fucking put that shit aside for the show?
I just don't believe that. Like, I believe it's a thing, but I don't believe that it's that's why he had to go. They have an ice dragon. You're telling me you can't find a way to, like, Photoshop him in or something like that? Come on.
That's true. But I mean, there's no other reason for him to.
I saw
leave.
Eddie Murphy be five people at the same time in The Nutty Professor. It can happen.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, no, I don't know. And you know what? I was fine with him leaving because of the Cersei thing. I don't care, you know, if they don't like each other, whatever. It's just the fact that they made Brienne and, like, I think Jon, too, look at them so suspiciously. It made you think that there was something more to it when there wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, why did you guys... Why did they...
Thought Pod was going to come out, like, with his head on a spike or something. Like, you're the one with the magic cock. I love that.
Yeah, they did focus 10 seconds on that, but they can't put a fucking direwolf in the background for 10 seconds.
Yeah, actually, exactly. That's a great thing to talk about for this season. I tweeted about it today. I got to tell you, I do not care one bit that Ghost wasn't in season 7 at all. I don't care. It wouldn't have added anything anyway. I just didn't care.
Well, if I'm going to get hated for the blue eyes dragon or blue fire dragon, I think you'll get your own
absolutely.
Yeah, that's...
People are nuts about Ghost. It's like, I just don't care. He's cool, but what was he going to do? He was going to walk around, maybe lick his lips, and that's it. I mean...
You know, I think it's the fact that Ghost is not there, why people are freaking out so much. Because if Ghost was in every freaking scene, people wouldn't be like, oh my god, Ghost was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Ghost was the best thing in the show.
People still ask where Sir Pounce is, though.
I'm so happy Ghost was there.
They're like, but what happened to Sir Pounce? I go, I don't know. He's probably damn dead.
And no, Bran is not the fucking Night King.
No,
Jesus.
He's not.
Yeah, no.
Drives me nuts. I mean, because the easy answer.
No, but he warged the first man that got turned, and he got stuck in there.
Why would he do that? Why would he warg into him?
He can't warg a person. People think he can warg people. He cannot. Hodor was one thing. It was different. Because
and how is he
happened.
The same person at the same time, while he's not,
yeah, he can't
he's not in warg mode constantly in the Night King. Like, he's a living person right now.
Exactly. He can't manifest himself physically in other times anyway.
He's a little boy while the Night King is alive. Like, he got thrown off the tower while the Night King was, you know, breathing. Like, the Night King's been around for a little bit.
Well, the thing is that he went back in time... And worked into him.
Val, are
yeah,
you trying to
it's
make
a bit
this stand up?
They made it make sense a little bit, but yes, no, I still don't believe
okay,
in
good.
It. All right, so our question of the week, and remember to use hashtag Q in the comments of the YouTube section so that we can find the answer easily. Give us your one best tinfoil theory for season 8. Go crazy.
Get wild. Party. Get loud. Jersey Shore theme song.
I wish you good fortune in the wars to come.
You underestimate the power of the dark side.
No. Now it ends.